Louis. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. It's Brock.
What's up, kid?
Hunter.
How you doing?
Doing good, buddy. It's Friday, three-day weekend coming up, getting through it. So,
dude, I just read something pretty crazy.
What?
And listen to this. It's called Fear Strikes, and this was off of Reddit. This is pretty wild. It's going to take 1 second to go through this. Year 2000, Y2K. 2001, anthrax. 2002, West Nile virus. I'm sorry, these are all, you're, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. 2003, SARS. 2005, bird flu. 2006, E. coli. 2008, financial collapse. 2009, swine flu. 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts the world's ending. 2013, North Korea is going to cause World War III. 2014, Ebola. 2015, ISIS is going to kill us all. 2016, Zika virus. And 2020, coronavirus.
Wow. Super.
And they missed it. They missed Triple E last year, 2019.
Why would you do that to us this morning?
I thought it was interesting. The title of it was called Fear Strikes.
Yeah, it's been a rough past 20 years, man.
All right.
We're getting through it, though. You
know, here's what it is. I look at it, though. I'm like, hey, we got through all of those.
Yeah, we'll get through this. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. I don't even know what to say that. Now I'm bummed out, man. I don't even want to see what 2021 is going to bring.
I'm just going to bring everybody down on a Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be. Get everyone down to your level right now. Thanks,
sorry,
pal.
Sorry.
Okay, then. Well.
Now, maybe what I got out of that, though, was that, hey, you know what? We beat the hell out of all these other things. You know? Coronavirus. Poof. Look at our past.
Isn't there anything on there like Happy Strikes? Why don't you find that article? Why don't we read that one instead?
Yeah. I'll keep scrolling. I'll try to find that one.
Cripes!
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Get out of that before you say anything else depressing. Anyway, it's, as always, your news brought to you by your rock news and rock history, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, although David Lee Roth has hinted that Van Halen is finished, Sammy Hagar doesn't agree. He told Rolling Stone, quote, until Ed or Alex Van Halen die, they're not finished. Sammy also adds that he's still keeping the door open to a reunion, even if it included a split bill with Roth. He said, quote, if Dave wants to come out together, we can do that. But, of course, he wouldn't want to do that, so I couldn't care less if I even saw the guy. The truth of the matter is, for the fans and just for me to be a part of that, I want to walk out there every night and do the best Van Hagar and have him do the best of that era. That's as good a tour as anyone would ever do on the planet, and it's for the Van Halen fans. I love making people happy, and it would make people happy. Hagar has not spoke to Eddie since the 2004 reunion tour, and in case you missed it earlier, Hagar and the Circle have canceled their summer tour. There's always been rumblings of a Van Halen tour that would feature Roth and Hagar, which would be pretty dope, because they had a lot of hits with David Lee Roth, but they also had a bunch of hits and actually probably bigger hits overall with Hagar. A little bit more widespread, I would say. If they got those two together, that would be one hell of a tour. I'm talking, you know, like Guns N' Roses-esque tour.
There's always feuds and, you know sports and rock and, you know, just hate to see it, like somebody pass away for, like, somebody else to come around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like they waited. Like they took too long. They waited until.
Don't wait. Don't wait. Everybody wants to see it. Everybody should just get along. You know, what happened in the past is in the past. You know.
I got to see Van Halen with Roth. Kiki got me tickets. This was probably 5 or 6 years ago now for my birthday. And it was great, man. It was great. You know, Roth, he forgot some of the words and can't do the splits like he used to, but it was still an awesome show. And I'd love to see Sammy Hagar with the guys. That'd be great. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe they'll bury the hatchet and we'll see a 2021.
Get along.
Just get along. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1971, the Rolling Stones album Sticky Fingers hit number one in the U.S. That album cover was actually designed by Andy Warhol, and it was very provocative for the time, because it showed a man's privates in very tight jeans, and then there was a zipper, a working zipper, on the album cover that you could open up. So a lot of parents freaked out about that one. So
that's pretty cool, actually, man. Yeah. Something we'll never get again.
No, you're not seeing stuff like that nowadays. So there you go. That's your Rock News and Rock History, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.